Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, December 9th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Over the weekend, Apple quietly announced that the new Mac Pro and the Pro Display XDR will both be available to order starting tomorrow, December 10th. The new Mac Pro starts at $5,999, while the Pro Display XDR starts at $4,999. For that $6,000 Mac Pro base price, you get an 8-core Intel Xeon processor, a rather pathetic 256GB SSD, and 32GB of RAM. As always, you'll also be able to configure a custom build-to-order model with up to a 28-core CPU, 4 GPUs, and 1.5TB of RAM. While the Pro Display XDR starts at $5,000, it too can be configured with additional options. For instance, what Apple is calling the Pro Stand costs an additional $1,000 on top of that base price. The Pro Stand adds the ability to tilt and adjust the height of the monitor. If you don't want the pricey Pro Stand, you can buy a standard Visa mount from Apple for the Pro Display XDR at $200. You can also add a nanotexture matte coating to the display for an additional $1,000. Apple hasn't yet disclosed how much the build-to-order configurations of the Mac Pro will cost. Presumably, that information will be made available on December 10th when orders begin. It's also unknown when those orders placed tomorrow will ship and arrive to customers. In other news, IKEA's smart blinds are now widely available in retail stores, but they currently lack HomeKit support. IKEA had originally promised that HomeKit support would roll out sometime this fall, but now that appears to have changed. In a post on Twitter this weekend, IKEA customer support indicated that HomeKit functionality should be added to the blinds sometime early next year. This means that IKEA has missed its promised fall release date for that software update. Of course, this isn't necessarily a surprising delay. There are only 2 weeks left in the fall, and IKEA had gone silent on the status of the update until now. It's also always wise to be cautious when manufacturers promise future HomeKit support via a software update. More often than not, these sorts of updates end up being delayed or even canceled in some instances. IKEA's website currently has 8 different sizes available for the smart blinds, ranging from $129 to $179 in pricing. This makes them more affordable than other smart blinds on the market, but other smart blinds do currently offer HomeKit support and they're available in different styling options. IKEA smart blinds currently only integrate with Google Assistant and IKEA's own smart home application. We'll be sure to keep you updated on the rollout of HomeKit support to the IKEA smart blinds. We are sponsored this week by Nanoleaf, who is ushering in a new era of beautifully personalized lighting experiences. Nanoleaf has been a key innovator in smart lighting since 2016, as early adopters of Apple's HomeKit with the release of its visually intriguing smart LED light panels. Nanoleaf's collection of modular lighting solutions offers users the ability to pair lighting with music, play interactive games, and also set scenes or trigger other HomeKit devices on the network. Every product created by Nanoleaf embodies the company's philosophy of smarter by design. Visit nanoleaf.me/9to5Mac or the link in the show notes below for more info on exclusive deals for Nanoleaf's design kits, twin packs, and starter kits. And from December 26th through January 2nd, 9to5Mac Daily listeners can take advantage of an exclusive offer on Nanoleaf's flagship products, Nanoleaf Rhythm and Nanoleaf Canvas. My thanks to Nanoleaf for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. iOS 13.3 is currently in developer and public beta testing, but we now have details on when it will be released to the general public. Thanks to new carrier documents, we now know that iOS 13.3 and watchOS 6.1.1 will be released to the public sometime this week. iOS 13.3 includes a handful of new user features, including the ability to set limits for contacts and screen time. This means that parents can restrict who their children can communicate with and at what time. There is also a new toggle in iOS 13.3 for disabling Memoji stickers from always appearing on the regular emoji keyboard. We would also expect tvOS 13.3 to ship at the same time. In that update, Apple is allowing users to customize the top shelf area for the TV app, giving you the ability to see your Up Next queue from your Apple TV home screen. Apple typically rolls out updates like this on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, so we should expect iOS 13.3, iPadOS 13.3, and watchOS 6.1.1 sometime before December 12th. Rounding out today, Apple's flagship TV Plus series, The Morning Show, has received several Golden Globes nominations. This marks the first Apple TV Plus show to be nominated for a Golden Globe. In total, The Morning Show was nominated for 3 awards. Most notably, it was nominated for Best Television Series Drama. The stars of the show, Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon, were also each nominated for Best Actress in a Drama for their work on The Morning Show. Apple TV Plus's 3 nominations are notable for a newcomer in the streaming TV industry. Netflix led the way with 17 nominations, followed by Amazon and Hulu, each at 5 nominations. The Morning Show was initially met with negative reviews from critics, but as it has progressed through Season 1, critics and regular viewers have both found the show appealing. Apple also recently screened the finale of The Morning Show to critics, and one reviewer at The Guardian described it as one of the most impressive season finales of the decade. For Best Drama Series, The Morning Show is lined up against Big Little Lies, The Crown, Killing Eve, and Succession. The Golden Globes Television Awards ceremony will be held on January 5th, 2020, which is when we'll find out if any of Apple's nominations are converted into wins. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can keep up with all of the latest Apple news at 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter @ChanceHMiller and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.